Dave's Daily Podcast. Let's go! The best bits from the Radio City Breakfast Show.
We're nearly, so nearly on episode 30. But it's not, it's episode 29.
Oh, what a letdown.
Yeah, I know, sorry. Tomorrow will be a party, though. I want a party popper that goes boom, like that.
Happy 30th.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For our 30th podcast.
Well, that sounds good. But until then, you've got this to put up with. Sorry. Episode 29, which includes the time when some man was attacked by a parrot but lived to tell the tale.
There's another story that involves a monkey and a monkey penis. But listen, that's later on in the podcast. It's about 30 minutes in, that one.
You imagine damage to your car, don't you, when you go to the safari park? But you imagine having to wash a fluid.
Oh, no.
From your windscreen.
No.
It's just not pleasant.
Leanne tried to shoot me down when I have tried to share something that is... What now? Oh,
here he goes. But it's in the podcast. You don't even need to say it. Just say you, girl, net.
What she said. It's episode 29 of Leanne and Dave Daily. Enjoy. I want to make a complaint.
Go on.
And I might as well join the long list of people that have complained about this show.
Okay.
And the complaint I want to make is to... Not a member of the show.
Mm-hmm.
The complaint I want to make is to your dad.
He was spot on.
No, he wasn't spot on.
Decent.
Have you looked outside the window?
Yesterday.
It's raining.
It was... I was getting a message yesterday.
No, you said the whole week... But no, I'll rephrase that. Your dad said the whole week was going to be, in inverted commas...
Decent.
This outside right now ain't decent, is it?
I've got a tan line from yesterday.
Yeah, that's not the whole week, though, is it?
So I had brunch outside.
I've come in today with just a T-shirt, right?
It was glorious.
With just a T-shirt.
I'll ring him. I will ring him and I'll say, what did you say? Gonna be rainy, gonna be miserable. It's glorious.
Okay, I'll give you yesterday.
Yeah.
That's one day out of seven.
And what's happening now?
It's horrible.
No, the sky is clearing. The rain has come to clear the sky.
What?
In time for lunchtime.
What sort of guff do you come out with?
And then it's going to be decent.
Is it? Okay, well, let's wager it, shall we?
No, let's
right,
not.
All right, okay, yeah. Let's not put money on it.
Because I always lose when we put money on stuff.
Well, all I'm saying is from day one that, you know, your dad might not be always right.
No, I think he is generally 99.9%.
Oh, it's gone down 100%. Now. It was 100% yesterday. It's gone down a little bit. Well, listen, I have no plans today, so it's all right.
Oh, well, that's good. I've got rehearsals, so I'm stuck inside anyway.
So you don't care anymore?
No, I don't care anymore. We had a press call yesterday, so I'm doing the salon. It's on the Epstein next week, 2-for-1 Monday, Tuesday. Oh, never told you that.
Is it not selling that well?
No, it's selling really well, you know.
You're too easy.
I'm
it's sorry. No fun.
About,
it's no fun because it's so easy to wake you up.
Though? I was worried that the Saturday, we've got the
Champions League day, isn't it?
Yeah. So no one's going to want to be going to the theatre.
Well, you got all the blues and all the ladies that don't want to get involved.
Well, yeah, I didn't think of that yet.
It's a good.
You've seen this play, haven't
you? The Virgin Tattoo. Yeah, it's. I'm not going to get involved. Because you've only asked me that question, so I go, yeah, it's good. Because secretly,
Leanne... Because he loved it, you know. Because he wants to say he hates it, like he hates the
pantos. No, not at all. No,
but
it was good.
He loved it.
No, I did.
And
but I just
loved it.
I'm watching you. Because you're a PR machine. And you're saying things to get certain responses from me. But genuinely, I'll give you it.
Come on, Dave, go on.
It was good. No, I enjoyed it.
You did love it.
It was really good.
Say love.
And the girl... I loved it.
Loved it. Best night I've ever had.
Going to stick this and edit it later on.
Yeah.
Who's the girl that wears the white outfit?
Oh, like a character name or a real name? Both.
Oh, either or.
Okay, so she plays Tia Maria.
Right.
Named after her mum's favourite drink.
Yeah.
But her real name's Olivia.
Olivia.
She's got great legs, hasn't she?
Legs
up to her neck.
Actually, I didn't notice. but she's a very pretty lady.
Oh, stop it now, because we're going to have a theatre full of lads on the Monday night, 2-for-1.
Yeah.
All right.
And obviously, you have to snog Phil Olivier.
We don't talk about that.
No.
This is the one thing my husband doesn't support me on.
Yeah.
He doesn't come and watch it. I've done this play 4 times.
Yeah.
He doesn't come and watch. You don't discuss it in the house?
I just don't. Tongues isn't acceptable in a play.
It's disgraceful. Behavior,
and you
isn't
are
it?
Disgraceful.
It is disgusting.
And the words that you use as you're bent over a couch, just literally, I've never heard words like that come out of your mouth. And I taught you to join the records.
It's well worth a watch, isn't it?
It is worth a watch. What's happened there, producer Mike? That's turned in, right? What I had in my head, all I was going to do was slag a dad off, right, for being rubbish at weather, and it's turned into a free advert for the episode.
You ended up advertising it, and I'm just sitting there going, oh, yeah.
This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Radio City, sponsored by the Epstein Theatre and the Salon.
Buy your tickets online now. Begins Monday.
It's 6:15 right now. Whatever you're up to, thanks for having us on. We're about to give you the chance to go to the Odeon in Liverpool One with the one. No, what are we doing?
We'll do a little quiz. Which
is
sort
quiz?
Your head out.
Yeah. Oh, you mailed me a question. Mark?
Yeah. Check your email. So we ask you a little question. You take a guess. It's like a percentages question. Take a guess. Get your head working. It might have just started trucking along after a big night's sleep, or maybe you've been up all night so you're a little bit slow this morning. You fancy having a bit of a liven up? We'll do it for you right now.
Ready?
Go.
49% of single men only do this four times a year. Grow up.
Oh, I know. Isn't it disgusting?
49% of single men only do this four times a year.
Single men only go on dates.
Really?
Four times a year.
No.
Depends how long you've been single for. No. I'd hate to date.
Yeah.
People you don't know. Hi, what's your name? Hi. Well, oh, couldn't think of anything worse.
It's because you're middle-aged now.
That'll be what that is.
That's the wrong answer.
Okay. Is it...
But carry on, because you need to keep guessing.
Is it like cleaning up job?
It might be a cleaning up job.
Ooh.
But it might not be a cleaning up job.
Is it change the bed?
On the way, got Pink to play for you and Portugal the Man, and your chance to win tickets if caught now. So we're doing Sort Your Head Out. Well, we're not really, are we?
Shall we pretend to do it properly?
Someone ruined it, didn't
they? Yeah, I made a mistake. I had a proper guess. But we do play the game properly, don't we?
You can carry on saying whatever you want,
I'm
but you've ruined
excuses.
It. You've absolutely ruined it.
Well, I'll pretend now and make silly guesses and pretend I didn't get it right.
49% of single men only do this four times a year.
Is it go to the doctor?
No, Leanne, it's not. Let's just go to the post. Let's not try and... pretend. You ruined it.
Maybe no one heard what I said.
You reckon? Full switchboard. Radio City, use that.
Hi, mate. It's Joe.
Joe. Now, obviously, you've got a world of things you could say here, but what's the answer you're going to give?
Is it change his bed?
Oh, that's it. That's the right answer.
Oh, I thought that as well. Oh. Well done.
Well done.
Oh, all those people now on hold waiting to get through. Mm. Do you reckon they're all saying change the bed?
Yeah, I imagine they probably are.
Well,
yeah.
It was a good guess from all of us. And so say all of us.
Well done, Joe. You're off to the cinema. Who are you going to take with you to the Odeon?
Be the wife,
okay. Lovely. Has she got a name or is she just called the wife?
Diane,
there we go. Well, listen, have a fantastic time. What movie are you going to go and see? I'm just trying to drag this out now because it was so short, it should have been longer because people were guessing.
Yeah, I don't know, yeah, we'll have a look.
All right, well,
there's that pretty one that's good with that funny Schumer girl, Amy Schumer.
All right,
that looks good.
What sort of footwear? I'm just trying to drag it out. What sort of footwear are you going to wear when you go to the cinema?
I'll just have a pair of
trainees
on me.
So, what colour are your favourite trainees, mate? If you could answer the question, that'd be good. But laughing's good. Cause it
just got another 20 seconds to fill if
fills,
you're all right with
a bit
that.
More time. And, you know, when you wear your jeans when you go to the Odeon, do you wear a belt with them or not?
Sometimes, yeah.
Sometimes. Yeah. What sort? Is it a leather belt? Is it a felt belt? Is it like a material belt?
It's a black leather belt.
Oh, we're done now. Thanks,
guys.
It's Radio City 6:30. Here's Dave with the news.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Just looking outside right now, because I don't know if you heard the start of the show. But Leanne's dad, old Jimmy Campbell, has said that today is going to be, in inverted commas, decent.
He said the week is going to be decent.
Well, that includes today.
Yesterday, it was going to rain and it was glorious. So I think we went above decent to glorious yesterday. So if it's a little bit less decent in the morning, but it's decent in the afternoon, then he's totally right.
That ain't going to be decent this afternoon.
It's going to be decent.
It's not going to be decent
sky.
This afternoon.
The sky is clearing the way for the sun.
Are you got your stupid glasses on again?
No.
I can't see the Wirral. I can't see New Brighton.
Yeah.
I can't see none of it, Leanne.
It can be foggy and decent at the same time.
It's not decent.
It's going to be. It's going to be. Generally decent.
Do you know what? You're all right with me, right? I'm not going to lose my temper.
Good.
No, I'm not going to call you any names.
Thank you.
On air.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is backing dad up.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
Yeah, he's decent. He's never wrong.
Right.
With anything.
What? Are you sure?
He's always right.
Okay.
Always
right. Well, because you're backing dad up, I'm going to let you go. But just if anyone else is listening, it's going to be a bad day today. It's going to be light rain all day, breezy, highs of 15 degrees.
But you said that yesterday and it was gorgeous.
I didn't say it was going to be... I said it was sunny intervals yesterday. And that's fair
but
comment.
But it wasn't sunny intervals. It was gorgeous.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Gorgeous.
All you're doing is protecting your dad. That's all you're doing, right? You're backing him up. That's
decent weather for the rest of the week, including today, decent. So weather, like, it's decent.
I've got no words. No. I don't know what to say to you because you're so wrong. It's unreal.
Okay.
But all you're doing is protecting your dad. Yeah. You're just backing dad up.
Okay.
Yeah. You're just backing dad up.
Yeah.
So just to confirm, it's going to be horrible today unless you live in Leanne's dad's house where he's going to have his sunnies on, all right?
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Pontins, Prestatin, 2007, food fight with DJ Sammy. One of the best nights I've ever had.
Are we? Do you know what? You don't do these stories. This is like a proper DJ thing, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
They like to brag about celebrity mates that they've got.
Well, I wouldn't say DJ Sammy was a celebrity mate.
No, but we know that me and you both don't do that. We don't, that one time when I was with... If we do talk about celebrities, it's how much we didn't like them when we interviewed them.
Oh, DJ Sammy was good, though.
It was our job. So go on, go a bit heavy on this. Tell me a little tiny bit more.
Just had a food fight. It was a BCM world tour.
Yeah.
So I used to DJ at BCM in Mallorca.
Yeah.
Back when I was good.
So you was on that as well? You was in there?
Was
you on like a poster?
It's a big deal, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, right?
How mad's that?
And so I DJed that for the whole summer and then came back and then did here and stuff. Did my radio show out there every week.
Yeah.
And yeah, DJed.
How old were you then, do you reckon?
24, 25.
Oh, but you being older than me, I went when I was 17. So you being like nearly 40 now. Do you reckon you were probably there when I was like a little teeny bopper?
No. No.
Never to know you then. Yeah, you could have bunked me in the clubs and all that.
3 years between us. 3 years between us. That did not happen.
Someone's 40 this year, struggling. Don't mention it.
I'm all right with it. No, I'm totally all right with it.
If you see him, don't mention it.
The only person that keeps mentioning it is you!
Don't tweet him about it or nothing like that, because it goes mad.
On the way, got some Liam Payne to play for you, Maroon 5 and Payphone, and we need to talk about something serious, so stop laughing and giggling, because this is serious.
Is it about your up-and-coming birthday?
I will literally throw you in front of a bus.
Is it about being 40?
No, it's about something bigger than that.
Oh, go on.
It's about seagulls. Now, we all know the seagulls in Liverpool City Centre are aggro, and we need to discuss it next. Hey, it's WWE at the arena tonight, and it's also Attack City in the city centre. If you have been walking around and seeing seagulls, are attacking people left, right and centre, these seagulls.
Yeah, have you heard about it? So yet they've gone wild. Seagulls have gone wild in the city centre.
Let me do my voice. Remember like Discovery?
When seagulls go bad.
Yeah, that's good. That is very good. But don't worry about it because the Echo have put out like a warning.
Yeah.
If you've seen it recently, they're telling us the ways that we can stop being attacked by these seagulls. We can protect ourselves. Don't eat in public. Don't drop your food anywhere in the street, because apparently they've just had the babies and they're trying to just get food and protect the little ones.
Yeah.
It's that time of the year when seagulls go wild.
Go bad.
I can't do it.
When seagulls go bad.
Go bad. When seagulls go bad.
Don't do it, because you sound like Fozzie. Don't do it. It did get us chatting. And, you know, and then this is a definite, this is real life, right? Because the Echo are reporting that basically someone got dive-bombed in the city centre the other day.
Yeah.
Actual seagulls.
Bit grand.
But they're huge. These things are huge. So we can all laugh and joke about seagulls, and I can play silly music in the background, make out they're dangerous. Mm. By the way, won't pick a fight with one.
No, not at all.
They can break your arm.
How brave are they? They like literally front you and look you in the eye, don't they? As if to go, not even bothered.
Yeah, no, don't.
Care about your love.
And when you walk up to them, when they're not flying and they're just like walking,
yeah,
it's just like, you don't want to go near them because they give that look and say, go on then, walk past me, see what happens. Go on, see what happens, mouth.
Yeah. It's true, and they're getting bigger, I've noticed.
Yeah, well, that's the steroids.
Yeah.
So get involved now. I want to talk this morning about basically when you've underestimated an animal, because you look at this cute little bird and you think, oh, that won't hurt me. No, they will break your arm, these seagulls.
Was it a sheep? Was it a hamster? Was it your pet rabbit? Tell us when they went wild and you underestimated your pet.
01514720967. We'll get you on next.
The Anne and Dave Daily, Radio City.
Hi, Dave, it's Roy.
Hello, Roy. How are you today? You good?
I'm very good. How are you, sir?
Yeah, we're good. Thanks for asking, pal. So we're chatting this morning about, basically, when you've underestimated an animal. So come on, then. What's happened to you?
Some years ago, me and the family, we used to go to a place on Lister Drive. It's the old swimming baths, but it's now like a massive pet store. They sell, like, reptiles and...
That's right, I've been, yeah.
Okay. Well, in there, used to have this parrot, this grey African parrot. But it was always out of its cage. It just used to sit on the top of the cage. And people who went in the place, you know, they were very familiar with it and that, and it was quite friendly.
Yeah.
Well, most of the time, except when I went in there, for some reason, it didn't seem to like me. And on one occasion, I was in there with the family, and the kids are standing there and they're looking at it and they're going, oh, isn't it lovely, and all this, that and the other.
Yeah.
As soon as I turn my back on the thing, it comes flying off the top of its cage. sinks its claws into me back and just sits there.
And what?
So the guy coming
just
over.
Sits on your and back. Going,
yeah. Just used to come swooping across the shop and just land on
so
me back.
So, what did you do to annoy it? Did you annoy it at any point? Did it have a vendetta against you?
Absolutely nothing whatsoever.
You were his nemesis.
Honestly. But this thing, it wouldn't leave me alone. You know what I mean? I don't know what the reason was. Maybe I was using the wrong deodorant or something.
Maybe you were, mate.
They say animals can see auras, don't they? So if a cat doesn't like you, everyone else in the family will judge because they're really good judge of character.
Do you know that my favourite thing about this whole story is you haven't done anything to annoy it.
It just didn't like you.
It's the same with people.
Here's Roy. Oh, hang on. Let me destroy his back. Hang on. Wait there.
Get in touch with the show. Facebook.com/Radio City Breakfast.
29 days to the World Cup, Leanne.
Woo woo!
You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I wish I had one of those, you know, old school football.
Oh, the rattles.
That you have on a stick and you spin around. And every time you say World Cup or Kiev or something like that, I go. Just because I haven't vocally got the words or the excitement to hand. But if I had one of those rattles.
But you are excited about all the impending football joy.
Woo!
Can't good words. Great words. Now, we've got your chance to go on the Adventure Dock, which is basically a massive inflatable assault course on the Albert Dock. On a day like today, but apparently Leanne's dad has categorically said that the weather's going to be, in inverted commas, decent.
And it was yesterday. Remember Dave was saying it was going to rain and be miserable on and off.
No. What Dave
and
said was...
And I said
was,
it'll be decent and it was
Dave
glorious.
Said was, you're doing that thing where you're literally not listening to anything I say. Dave said it was going to be sunny intervals. And it was sunny intervals.
Do you know what I've realised you say in a funny way? Assault.
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 Assault course.
Assault course.
What do you say?
Assault.
Assault.
You say assault. Assaultan. Yeah. A sultana.
Unfortunately, Leanne, you say Felia and crisp.
It was called Felia back in the day.
It wasn't, Leanne.
Felia trackies.
It wasn't. And the thing that gets me about all of this is the fact you never back down.
No, never.
We walked out and did a whole thing. Right, annoyingly, the microphones didn't record when we did it. But we went out and did a video in the street, didn't we?
Live.
And it totally backed me up.
Live.
But unfortunately, none of the microphones worked. I have never been so livid in my entire life.
Tourists. Hey, tourist. What do you call Felia?
Hey, tourist with a Scouse accent. How are you? Anyway, listen.
Oh, look at the time.
We've done it again.
No.
We've got off on a tangent.
Say assault.
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 Assault course.
An assault course.
Assault course.
An assaultana.
Say Felia.
Felia.
Idiot.
This is Leanne and Dave. Daily.
Now, because I was just sharing my Facebook post.
No, Facebook will be there in a minute.
No, but I need to do it now because it's an important timeline
post.
You're
going to talk about it and then things start that'll get put off again and people are trying to win tickets to go to the Adventure Dock.
I am going to talk about it because it's cool.
Oh, okay
and,
then.
Right, so I'm going to share it on my Facebook now, but I'll put it on the Radio City one, Leanne and Dave's one as well. Basically, I don't like talking about it. I've never shared it before.
No.
But 4 years ago today, it was our Cash for Kids Day, and I scored a goal at Anfield. In nets.
You did.
At the cop end. Yeah. Against John Aldridge with John Bishop trying to, you know, teach me, but he knows nothing. Mm-hmm. And it went top right corner. And I'm just saying, Jürgen, if you're listening, I know, you know, the accent fit. I'm available on the 26th.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm going to share that video now because it is the best, this video, in my entire life.
Would you say it's your best, greatest achievement of your whole
scoring a goal,
40 years.
Top right, at the cop?
Yeah. Well, come on, share ahead. Go now. Share.
Well, if I share that, I can't do the Sing Starlet.
Well, I'll start the Sing Starlet off and you do the sharing. Okay, so Sing Starlet, while Dave's doing that, you know what you've got to do. We'll play out a little clip of our Gerard. Now, Gerard's singing a song. It's a popular song that we probably play on Radio City. If you've got any idea whatsoever what this song is from the clip, then you call us. So dial now ahead because you're probably going to know it. It's 0151 472 0967 and then you'll get to go on that big water obstacle course down at the Albert Dock that everyone's talking about for free. Take the family, call us 0151 472 0967. Done. You done?
No.
Oh, Dave. Just click share.
It'd be rude not to share it again. I'm available on the 26th, Jürgen. Just saying.
Very good. Okay. Play the clip of our Gerard now.
Have you done all the bits you had to do?
Everything's
proper
done.
Proper wasn't listening to what you're doing.
No, everything's
This
done.
Is the clip then. If you know what that is, like Leanne says, or probably says, the one listening, 0151 4720 967. Win tickets to go to whatever Leanne said.
Yeah, all of what Leanne said. Thumbs up. Call 0151 472 0967.
I'm trying to have some more.
Do you reckon just share it on like Radio City?
I reckon just
Facebook?
Do it in your own time. What now we're all bored.
What about if I put it on Radio City Talks?
Yeah,
well,
all of that.
Well,
yeah, right, do all that.
Leanne and Dave, the podcast.
Have you done it now?
Well, no. So I've got to scroll back for all my videos now. It's 4 years ago.
No. Should we just carry on with the show while you're sharing the picture of the video of you scoring a goal at Anfield?
Just
in case anyone's tuned in now.
Just tell everyone who has scored a goal against.
Aldo.
Yeah.
And John Bishop was cheering you on.
Yeah, well, he won't, though. He's just there. He's just trying to gig in.
You were dressed as Robin from Batman and Robin.
Yeah, don't mention that bit.
And even he didn't think he was going to score. He shocked himself.
Yeah.
So this video every year on this date gets shared and we all have to pretend we're really excited when we see it pop up on our Facebook.
I'm pretty sure I saved it in my favourites and I can't find. Do you want to just do the Sing Starlet?
Okay, so let's take your calls. We're about to do Sing Starlet. When I grow up, I want to be famous. I'll do the jingle on Radio City. Right then, Jared's singing a song. Can you tell us what the song is? If you can, we'll send you off on that big inflatable assault course down on the Albert Dock. Your whole family are going to go for free. So it's well worth
it. It's not in any order.
0151.
How do you get your picture in
472-09. 9 6 7. You start to get on my.
But their pictures from ages ago, so I don't understand.
They've got a full switchboard. People are trying to win the competition.
Oh, for crap! No, Radio City. Who's that? Who's that? Who's that? What's your name? Who's that? Who's that? Who?
Kieran.
Kieran. What? Hello, Kieran.
Kieran. What do you want?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Kieran, I'm trying to post on Facebook. What do you want?
Well, I think I know what.
How old are you, Kieran?
13.
13. Do you want to do your youth?
No, I don't. I want to get off. So, Kieran, what's the answer?
Well, I think it's Better When I'm Dancing by Megan Trainor.
Good one.
You smell and you're wrong.
Oh, sorry, Kieran.
Lynn, what's your, what do you want? Come on.
Hi.
Hi, Lynn.
What's the answer, Lynn?
Aloe Black, I need a dollar.
Is it Aloe Black? We had that yesterday.
You're the silliest person I ever met. But that's wrong.
Yeah. Right, next one. Jenny, hello. What's the answer?
Is it Jack Jones, Breathe?
Is it Jack Jones and Breathe?
Ah, yes, they're stupid.
No.
I think we should take another one. Why not?
Yeah, I'm just...
Let's take another one. Good morning. Hello, Radio City.
Who's that?
Amanda.
Amanda, come on.
What's the answer?
Is it One Republic, Counting Stars?
Is it
Count
One Republic?
You smell
no,
and you're...
there you go. Amanda, listen, if your fella had scored a goal at Anfield with nets at the Kop End, right?
Yeah.
Would you let him post on Facebook and just give him a bit of space to allow him to find the video?
You've
and
had 10 minutes.
Yeah, for 1 year, but if it was every year...
This is year four now. Year four.
The novelty
year four.
Is probably wearing off.
It is.
Leanne.
Yeah. It's a nuisance, but honestly.
What
if
is going
not
on
talking
here?
To kids in that voice, then he's doing the youth voice or he's posting on his Facebook. Do you know what? I can't wait for the real Dave to turn up and do this show with me. It's going to be brilliant.
Listen, Amanda, is that your name? I can't remember.
Yes, it is.
You've got no time for anyone else. I've got to put the phone down because I've got to carry on with my Facebook, so just get off.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Amanda. Thanks. Right, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
thanks.
This is a clip.
Yeah.
Oh, no one cares. We'll play again tomorrow.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Morning, it's Leanne and Dave at breakfast. Just shared a video of me scoring a goal at Anfield.
With nets.
Mm-hmm. Past John Aldridge. And the thing is, Leanne, I know that you appreciate how good that goal was because it was a top right-hand corner.
No, I was there. I do appreciate it probably more than most.
Top,
I was there,
top
I
right
witnessed
corner.
It.
Top
it's a
right
lovely
corner.
Time for you.
Top
four
right
years
corner.
Ago.
But top right corner. That.
And every year,
top right corner.
This date, we have to celebrate it all over again. So where is it now on Leanne Dave's Facebook?
Leanne Dave's. Okay. So it's Facebook.com / Radio City Breakfast. And I'm not saying you need to go check it out.
I would go check it out
because I'd be like, oh, God, Dave's really good.
And all comments.
And I just want to say as well, before we carry on, ignore the fact I'm just like Robin, but I had my shoes on, and they are boats, right?
Yeah.
And it's a top right hand corner.
Yeah.
So, I mean, make of that what you will.
So we've got £1,000 for you if you want to take our big quiz.
Very quickly, make
on.
Of it. Very quickly, make of it what you will.
Me? No.
Yeah.
Oh, it's dead good. It's the best skill I've ever seen in my life with nets.
On the way, the 1K minute's coming up with Blue Air. If you'd like to win, all you got to do is call us now and play the quiz.
Here's the answer to question one. Four of a kind. So it goes like this. Is four of a kind or full house the better poker hand? Say four of a kind. And that's question one in the bag.
Oof, top caller. Kelly, Champions League. Here's the deal then. Every day at 10 past 8, we give someone the chance to win £1,000 on our 1K Minute with Blue Air. All you got to do is answer these 10 questions. Playing today is Vera. Hiya, Vera. How are you?
Hello. It's not Vera. Sarah.
Sarah.
Just to confirm, Mike, how have you spelt Sarah?
V.
Oh,
I don't need to say the rest.
She said Vera. Said twice.
Sarah would not have said her name was Vera. Fact. She'll have said it was Sarah because that's her name.
Listen, Gary, we're sorry. We will move on by calling you Sarah if that's all right, Phil.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, you're on the way to work at a Southport hospital. Usually you get 7 right when you're playing at home. Are you feeling confident today?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Well, she's on it, Leanne. She's on it. I mean, she's livid that we called her Vera, but she's on it. Now, you're playing on your own. You're parked up in the Tesco car park in Southport, and you're on it. You ready?
Yeah.
Now, very quick question. Did you know the answer to question number one? Did you hear it when we gave it to you just before the news?
I did, yeah.
Brilliant. Okay, 9 more to get. 10 questions. 60 seconds. Win the grand. Are you ready?
Yep.
Good luck. Your time starts now.
Is 4 of a Kind or Full House the better poker hands?
4 of a Kind.
Arnold Schwarzenegger plays T-800 in what film series?
Oh, I don't know, pal.
Will Smith used what alias on his first single? Will Smith, what was he known as?
Preston to Bel Air.
The M55 links Preston to what seaside town?
Blackpool.
What letter with an exclamation mark is a TV channel?
Is it M?
Steve Jobs was CEO of what company?
Is that Apple?
Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar playing which physicist?
Pass.
Central is the UK's 6th most popular station, true or false?
True.
Which S Club 7 singer released Sweet Dreams My LAX?
Rachel, I can't
remember. In Sooty, what animal is Sweep?
A dog.
Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a T-800.
Oh, man. Oh. Just out of time. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 out of 10.
Oh, well. That seems to be the score of the week, to be honest.
Let's go through the questions that you got wrong. Question number 2, Arnold Schwarzenegger plays T-800 in what film series? It was The Terminator.
Oh
man. What letter is an exclamation mark a TV channel? ETV.
Oh, yeah.
And Eddie Redmayne won an Oscar playing which physicist? It was Stephen Hawking.
Oh
man. But you know what I like most about your quiz is the fact that every time you answer the question, you answered it with a question. Is it this? Well, listen, Sarah, 7 out of 10, not a bad effort. Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you.
Cheers, lovely.
Well
bye.
Done.
Hear the replay again, 5:15 with Scott tonight, or check out the wrong answers at radiocity.co.uk.
Download and subscribe now. This is Leanne and Dave Daily.
Welcome on then. Wednesday hum day, 8:15 right now. It's going to be a light rain day today, sir. It's not clearing up though, like Leanne's dad said.
It's going to be decent though. It is. You couldn't see the whirl. What can you see now?
I can see the whirl.
The whirl.
And the rain on the whirl.
No, it's going to be decent.
Anyway, earlier on today, we were chatting about...
when animals go bad.
Reason for this, serious, it's not a joke.
No.
You might have seen The Echo the other night. There was a whole piece about the seagulls in the city centre, like, attacking people.
Sounds so serious
bombing.
Right now, and well, rightly
it really
so.
It really is,
because they're attacking people, and apparently this time of year, they get very protective over the babies, plus they're very hungry. So if you're walking around eating food, they're going to come after you. Yeah. Be careful out there.
Well, they have said, don't eat food, don't drop stuff on the street, just be better people.
Exactly, yeah. Mm. Don't antagonise these beasts, because they'll come for you. Mm. Now, they won't be the first animals to ever surprise you to, I don't know, maybe attack when you just weren't expecting them. So we want to know your stories today.
Have you been mugged off by an animal, Angela?
Oh, yeah, I've been mugged off by dogs all my life, but this one was just the best one.
Go on then.
Well, I've been shopping for my son's graduation, but gorgeous dress, gorgeous shoes, hangs them up in the bedroom, goes out, goes back in, and there's this, she's the most gorgeous white shih tzu with big eyes.
Yeah.
Crouching down, you know what I mean, when a dog's having a poo, and really,
right,
with her eyes looking up at me, but didn't stop, and I'd done the massive, most perfect, because it didn't go over the sides of the shoes, Mr. Whippy in the shoes, but as I walked in, she never stopped, she carried on.
Oh, was it a gift? Did you think she was giving you a little gift?
Well, put it this way, she got to keep them shoes as well.
Oh, see, she loved the shoes.
So genuinely, did you come with the shoes? You had to go out and buy new shoes. What did you do shoe-wise?
Throw them away. It wasn't like one of them hard ones that you can just pick up.
Oh, I thought we were talking about this.
It was
in the morning.
Pure Mr. Whippy.
Oh, we're never going to go the ice cream van in the same way.
Well, don't ask for a 99er because I get something extra with that.
Listen, thanks for your call, Angela. This is the exactly what we're talking about when you've been mugged off. Maybe not by a seagull attacking you, maybe by a dog curling one out in your shoes.
They're just
being
gangsters sometimes, Dave, don't they, for no reason, and they just have you off.
Hey, Matt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm very, very well, thank you. Morning, Leanne.
Morning, hello.
So, have you been underestimated an animal before, and has it sort of bitten you in the... Well, literally, has it bitten you?
Well, it wasn't me, actually. It was somebody else, and karma came to effect massively. And
yeah,
I'll tell you what happened. About a year ago, I was wandering through Liverpool One with a family,
yeah,
and there was gulls feeding on the floor, what looked like the remnants of a McDonald's.
Right, yeah.
And they were chomping away at it, and this fella come up. Well, there was two fellas, and they were drunk as lords. Honestly, they'd had quite a few, to say the least.
Yeah.
And one of them thought it'd be funny to start winding, you know, chasing around with his arms.
Don't go chasing seagulls. They're icons.
Yeah.
Well, and that's the thing. Next thing you know, within minutes, I was about to say to him, "Look, mate, leave them alone. You know, they're not doing any harm." And next thing you know, it was like a scene from The Birds of Alfred Hitchcock. These seagulls appeared from everywhere and started attacking this fella. Do you know what? I was in bits. There was tears rolling off my face.
So
and I
the
thought,
seagulls'
I
mates
you.
All started just piling on. How many were there?
Oh, there was half a dozen to a dozen at least. They were right. I'd die bombing him. Honestly, I was in.
Do you see what I mean? Underestimating an animal. He thought there's a couple of seagulls there. I'll go and give him some grief. And then 48 seagulls come and attack him.
This is Leanne and Dave. Daily.
Hey, cheers for listening. We're talking about the seagulls in town, how they've started like attacking people and how to avoid being attacked by them. And then they got us chatting about how you underestimate animals. Because you look at these seagulls and go, nah, they'll be all right. Yeah. No. They'll break your arm. They're animals.
Yeah, sometimes they can have you off. So we're getting all these stories coming through this morning about, you know, when you didn't expect pets to do something a bit wild and they did and they left you feeling a little bit sad about it. But Victoria got in touch, Dave. She said her dog, called Bruce Grobbler, by the way.
Great name.
Ate a wedding cake. The morning of a wedding. But when you read further into the message, she's no longer married to that person. She's divorced. Maybe the dog was helping her out.
The dog knew.
Yeah. Bet didn't feel like that on the day of the wedding.
No, I bet it didn't. Keep it coming through. Mark's there now. Have you been mugged off by an animal, mate?
Oh, yes. You know, I always get mugged off when I get that nosy safari park. You just don't know what to expect, do you?
Ah, right,
you take your life in your hands, don't you? Well, your car in your hands. You go in there. They like to mess with your windscreen wipers. They like to have a go at your side mirrors, stuff like that. It's all in good fun, but did it backfire on you?
Yeah, because that was my main concern going in there about my window wipers and my wing mirror, but someone else was a bit shocking that happened, especially in front of me 11-year-old lad, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, okay.
Go on.
Well, I think what it was, you know, last bank holiday Monday was a very nice sunny day, and I think we got into Moses Safari Park at about 20 to 10, quarter to 10, so we were one of the first cars in there, and my little lad's only just over 2 to 3 amazed by any animal.
Yeah.
And I give him a little rerun on YouTube of the monkeys on the cars, and he's blown away by it, like. And when we get in there, it was feeding time, so it weren't that bad. I just wanted to get in and get out in case he started ripping my car to pieces and biting me. You've all come over, you've smelt a bit monster munch we've had, haven't we? You've had the window open a little bit, trying to feed them without the rain just seeing us. And as we're giving them, one's come on the left-hand side of the wing bit, and I think he got a bit excited because of the sun or whatever, and he enjoyed his watches or whatever. He started doing something a little bit crazy, and basically the kid's mum was like, whoa, cover the kid's eyes.
Hang on. Let me fill the dots in here. When you say the monkey got on your wing mirror and started doing something a little bit crazy, did he...
Can I translate? Because I know you like to go in for the actual word. He was feeding them wotsits, but the monkey had his own wotsit, and he wanted to show everyone what he could do with it. Is that right?
Yeah, he was trying to show off.
The monkey was enjoying himself on your wing mirror. Oh,
my eyes!
You have to take the car wash because
of
the monkey having
a... Okay, nice one.
Download and subscribe now via iTunes and radiocity.co.uk.
Look at that weather, it's proper...
It's gone foggy again, hasn't it?
Proper getting better, that. But it don't matter, because all day your dad's been saying it's going to be decent weather.
He said it last week that this week was going to be decent. He's being dramatic. He's a drama queen, is our Dave. But it will be decent, because yesterday you said it wasn't going to be nice, and it was glorious.
So just to confirm, your dad said it's going to be decent.
Yeah.
And you won't let me say the weather.
No.
All morning when I was trying to say the weather, you go, it's going to be decent. Yeah. It's not decent
no,
now.
It is.
It wasn't decent at 6 o'clock and it's still not decent now. Can we all agree?
No, it's a good, it is a good week for weather.
No, it is. I mean, look out the window now. It is nice. I'd rather be here than in Barbados because I'm sure it's like sunny and stuff.
Barbados.
You don't want that, do you?
Barbados.
Decent here, isn't it?
Yeah, it's well better than Barbados.
Yeah.
You're not Take Lilo to work, everyone. It's going to be decent.
Not going to back down. Your dad might have got it wrong.
No.
No, okay. All right, fair enough. Okay.
Absolutely not.
No, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
All right, here comes your mention to the form of a rhyme. This is the breakfast song as brought to you by Jimmy Campbell and his sunglasses.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Vanessa, you're 30 years old. No, he's young.
Oh, dear.
Lee Marston won't get out the car till his name in this song has been.
Happy birthday to Kyle, who is 15 today. That's from Mum and Dad and your sister Molly. Molly to Colin on his way to work in Southampton. Southampton? Southport this morning. It's a long old trip, that.
Don't trust him for weather. He can't even read.
Sandy Jones is listening on the app right now. Driving to Cornwall for a little getaway with Obi. Someone could be listening in Southampton.
There you go.
They're not. Pat wants to wish her husband Steve a happy 30th wedding anniversary for today. They're off out for a posh meal later on. And hello to Jimmy Campbell, who's currently sunbathing in Walton right now.
Costa del Walton.
Would you believe it?
Oh, what a beautiful.